Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another AstroShare podcast. My name is Chris Triplett. For those of you that have been joining along over the last several months, super stoked to join you again today. And we are joined by a longtime friend and also now doing probably the second or even third podcast that we've been working on, Ricky Tompkins. So, Ricky, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Chris. Good to be back.
And I think the topic today is going to be really good for folks that are out there listening. And so really what today we're going to dive into is this whole idea of impactful communication. And Ricky, I'll just start out by asking you, what makes communication impactful to you?
Today with everything that's going on, making sure that we are communicating, but in communicating in an impactful way is just essential. For our people and for our organizations. And really impactful communication can be summed up in three words: relevant, timely, and personal. And if you hit those three key elements in your communication strategy, regardless of what you're looking at from the perspective of how you're doing it and when you're doing it and all of that, it just is going to make a difference with you, your organization, your people. Relevant, timely, and personal.
I love that. I think it's a good way to break it down. So let's break it down together too, a little bit more. What are you thinking in terms of relevant? What are some of the questions or some of the ideas that should come to mind for folks as they're determining if there's relevancy to what they're talking about?
Yeah, you know, and it's amazing how sometimes when we're coming up with communication plans, relevance is one of those that doesn't go to the top. You know, that is probably the most important one, that communication has got to be relevant. And there are a couple of key questions that I think you can ask yourself and your team when you're devising your communication plan and when you're putting communication out there. Why does it matter? Why does it matter? Whatever the message is you're trying to communicate, why does it matter? Second thing is, why does it matter to me as a leader, as a communicator? Why is this important enough that I'm going to communicate this out to my people, to my students, to my organization? And the third one is why does this matter to me or to someone or someone else that I care about? And so from that perspective, what you're looking at is not only does it need to be important to you as the communicator, but it needs to be important to the person you're communicating with. Because if they don't find it relevant, then it's certainly not going to sink in and it's not going to make an impact or a change. You know, one of the things that we do as an organization is we have daily announcements that go out via email. And I'm going to use this as an example. There's a lot of great information in there. The new stuff always comes to the top. There's a lot of, again, impactful information within the daily announcements. But this is what happens. Those daily announcements come out daily via email. And so one of the issues is that has arisen is that if you don't find those first one or two pieces of information that's at the top of that communication relevant to you, guess what? You never make it down the list. The second thing is that what relevance has been, what we've seen with this is if you go a couple of days where you're not finding the information relevant, you just stop opening the email. Mm-hmm. So that's why the idea of relevance is hugely important. And with those three questions, I think you can determine pretty quickly the relevance of the information that you're trying to send out and then who should get it.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I love that. The why does this matter? Why does it matter to me? And why does it matter to someone or, like you said, something that they care about, keeping it in the forefront of their mind. And I think that's so crucial. You know, you talked about the second key factor kind of being the timeliness of the communication. Let's expand on that a little bit. What are some of the things that you'd include there that you feel are really important when it pertains to timely communication?
Yeah, and this is something that I think experience is going to give you a lot of discerning on when to get information out. I will always say this, you need to have that clear and concise. It needs to be relevant. But there's also almost a perfect timing to it as well. So the first one is when do I need this information? As even if I'm the one that's communicating it, when do I need this to be able to make decisions or to be able to continue with the operating within the institution or the organization? So when do I need this information? When do others need the information? OK, Okay. And this is important because not everyone is going to need the information at the same time. That's why generally bulk communications are somewhat difficult to use because not everyone needs the same information and certainly doesn't need the information at the same time. So for instance, like right now, for a lot of higher education institutions, we are having to adjust in somewhat on the fly concerning scheduling for fall. And generally what we do as an institution, our fall schedule is pretty much set by, to be honest with you, mid-February.
Sure.
Well, we're still making changes just based on a lot of things that are going on. So from a timing perspective of when do people need it? Well, people during the scheduling process are going to need information at different times. So when do others need this information? And this one here, who determines the when? And this one is pretty difficult. And this one takes a lot of leadership. Who determines when people get what information? This one, I think, again, experiences goes to a lot of this, but also if you have protocols in place where you're sharing information, such as going back to the scheduling, there are certain protocols that we use to determine when things are done with us within the scheduling process, where you can do the same thing with that to determine what people need that information when. Now, here's the key with all of that. At some point, rubber meets the road. Someone is going to have to take responsibility for the fact of who determines the win.
Absolutely. Now,
in my case with my team, I'm very honest with them. I will take that. Sometimes mistakes are made. Sometimes groups are left out or people are left out. Guess what? No one does this on purpose. But what I do as leaders, I say, you know what? That's on me. I apologize. We're going to do this better next time. But there's got to be at some point, rubber meets the road, someone determines the win. All of us are doing this the best way we can. So when do I need the information? When do others need the information? And then who determines when? Those are those key really determinants in communication that is timely.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you're right on the someone has to be there when the rubber meets the road. I think all of us have been in those situations where we talk almost, it seems, endlessly about a particular topic where we're trying to come to a consensus or at least a decision that we're going to move forward on. And if no one's truly taking ownership or is accountable for the outcome of what you're going through, it's just going to be a lot of circular talk. And that's never fun for anyone. And so I think even in your case, like you said, you're willing to be the person to step up in your role. That's awesome. And I think in any situation, small or big, there has to be someone like that. And I love that point. I think we can all agree that the circular talk gets a little painful sometimes.
So it does, you know, yeah. And I think as a leader, one, you want to try to make that like, to use your analogy, that communication as linear as possible. Let's get away from that circular conversations that we continue to have. But I also challenge every leader to do this. As a leader, it's our responsibility to make sure our people are enabled and equipped to do what they need to do. Sometimes what that means is whether you've had a direct responsibility for something not working or not, you take responsibility for your people. And so sometimes you're going to take the heat. Sometimes it's just a conversation that you're going to have with someone who has an issue with, in this case, a communication strategy, and saying, you know, one-on-one, there was no ill intent. You know, I apologize. We're going to do this better next time. And it's amazing how much that short conversation diffuses a situation and gets everyone on board. That's what leadership's all about.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what you're getting at there is that idea of personalizing that communication. And I think from what you said at the very beginning, that's your kind of the third leg of the tripod here, communication. So talk to me about that. I mean, the one-on-one strategy is fantastic. I love that. But what are some of those other aspects that might lead to some more personalization around how you're communicating with individuals?
That's right. You know, and this almost sounds selfish when you say this, but communication has to be very personal. How do I prefer as an individual? How do I prefer to communicate? And whether you're an introvert or extrovert, really doesn't matter. We all have those preferences for the way that we like to communicate. Some of us, I'm going to be honest with you, I am a face-to-face kind of person. I am. I love that one-on-one communication. I love large group communication, but I'm face-to-face. I enjoy that. I don't mind. I'm old school, Chris, to be honest with you. I don't mind picking up the phone call and having a conversation over the phone. That is just my style. Guess what? There are many folks who are in my leadership team, that is not their preferred method of communication. They like text, they like email, they like those electronic methods of communication, both from a documentation standpoint, also from a timing and a comfort standpoint. But you have to determine, how do I prefer to communicate? The second one is, how do others prefer to communicate? Because there's also comes a point where you say, this is my preferred method of communication, but I'm not going to communicate effectively and it's not going to be impactful if I'm not communicating in ways that others prefer. Because the point is less that I'm communicating. The great point in this is that it's being impactful and someone is getting something from what I'm trying to communicate. Mm-hmm. So how do others prefer to communicate, and really focusing on that. And then the third one is, and this is important, how do we know when we're communicating? Because I may be sharing information, but if it's not being impactful and if it's not being used, am I really communicating? And so we always have to have almost that self-evaluation, whether that is through, honestly, direct inquiry with your people, or just really looking at the responses that you're getting to really determine as a leader and as an individual, are you communicating? Sharing information and communicating are two very different things. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, we need to evaluate, is what we're doing meeting the needs of the people around us when it comes to truly impactful communication? And that's honestly, that's pivotal. Because again, you could be putting the information out there, getting completely frustrated, saying, why is no one listening or understanding, and thinking that you're communicating, but communication is one of those two-way things. You may be putting the information out there, but it has to be in a way that people can collect it, use it, and implement it. That's what makes it impactful.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're kind of hitting on that idea of the, you may be communicating too, but that to implement, you have to connect to that idea, right? And so what is that kind of gap, that bridge maybe to communication to connection with other people?
Yeah. Connection is key. And you've seen that we've all been in rooms or been in where we're listening to a speaker or having a conversation, and you can see a connection being made. You know, I love being able to go in and speak with students or large groups, and, you know, speaking before an audience, and all of a sudden you see that light bulb go on with people. You see it, and you see a change in their facial expression, the whole bit. That's when you connect. That's when you're beginning to make an impact. There's some, I think, some keys to connecting with people, whether that's individually, whether that's in a group, however you're trying to communicate. Number one, you have to meet people where they are. Generally, people are not going to come to you. You've got to meet them where you are, where they are, to connect. You're mm-hmm. connecting with them, so go where they are. Connecting begins and ends with others, not yourself. Generally, conversations are not about you. Conversations are about the person you're communicating with. And if you're sitting there having a conversation or you're trying to share some information and you're thinking about the next thing that you're going to say or you're going to write, instead of listening to the person that you're trying to communicate with, you're missing the point. Connecting begins and ends with others, not yourself. The most important person in the conversation is the other person, by far. They're the ones that you're trying to impact. Mm-hmm. So that makes them the most important. Understand that people communicate differently. That's okay. The way you communicate, that's a very personal thing. The way you prefer to communicate is something personal to you. But understand that people communicate differently. As a leader, as a manager, or if you're trying to share information, you need to understand that you've got to communicate in a way that works for those you're trying to communicate with. And sometimes this is hard. Mm-hmm. Sometimes that means that you're going to go out of your comfort zone and have to do things in a way that you don't prefer in order to meet the needs of your people and the people around you. So understand that people communicate differently, and that's going to impact the way you communicate to make it impactful. And this is a personal thing for me, and I believe this with all of my heart. It is easier to connect when you can see a face. Now, this is, I think, a great timely thing now, because all of us are doing these meetings via Zoom or Absolutely. Skype or Teams, you name it. And we all tried at the beginning, we tried the conference calls, and I'll be honest with you, there's something missing with that. And I'm a face-to-face guy, just like I said. But Zoom and those types of things still allow you to see the faces of people, because the reactions of people and facial expressions are a huge part of communication. So as much as you can, I would say do the face-to-face. Now, that's a personal thing, but sometimes it just makes more of an impact if you're able to do that. So I would say those are the five keys to connecting.
No, I love that. And I think the next time that we do a podcast, maybe we need to do a video podcast with each other so everyone can see our faces and connect with us in that regard. So we'll have to put that on our agenda for the next time we chat, Ricky.
I'm up for it. If they can be patient with us in seeing our faces, I think it's great. Would love it.
We're both destined for modeling careers, so I think we'll be fine there, at least facial models. Yes, exactly. So, no, and I think you're right on point. I love that, and I think that whole concept of communication and connection and really making sure that distinguishing that they're different, but you need both, right? You need both aspects there in order to really have a conversation and be impactful is really big. And I would say, you know, for me, we see that all the time, whether it's at Astra or even at my own house, being able to communicate effectively with my family. And even if it's, you know, to the point where it's just those small questions that are, you know, hey, you know, what are we doing this weekend? What does that look like? And being able to have true, honest conversation face-to-face, thinking about the other's needs, all of those pieces that you're talking about. I mean, there's probably nothing more relevant or timely than what are we going to do to have fun, right? And what are we going to do to make this a good weekend? So even something as small as that, up to the big problems that folks are facing. So I think I love the way you broke it down. And I would say if you had to boil it down to a effective equation in terms of how you might use the tools you provided today, what might you say there?
Yeah, without a doubt. Communicating plus connecting equals action. And so if you're having impactful communication, you're connecting with your people. Like you said, this is your family, this is your organization, this is your team. Impactful communication plus connecting equals a positive action. There's something that's going to come out of that is going to benefit you, that's going to benefit your people, your organization, your family, regardless of what that is. Communicating plus connecting equals action. I've seen it happen many, many times, and I see how it works. And I try to live by that. I have seen it truly make an impact in organizations and teams. Communicating plus connecting equals action.
That's fantastic, Ricky. Well, I appreciate you joining us today all the way from Northwest Arkansas and joining us on the call. And, you know, as I say every time we chat, the people down there in Northwest Arkansas are lucky to have you as the chief academic officer, just lucky to have you around in general. So always appreciate you being on the line. And for those that are listening, know that we'll put Ricky's contact information out on our website alongside the podcast so that you can reach out. And I'm sure, Ricky, you would not mind if folks hit you up and ask you questions and truly connected with you.
Yeah, not at all. Looking forward to it. And Chris, it's a pleasure as always. And look forward to hopefully the next time we'll do this, perhaps even face-to-face.
I like that idea, Ricky. Well, thanks a lot. And folks out there listening, hope you enjoyed the rest of your day. Get out in the sun, enjoy it if you have it in front of you. And we'll talk next time.